You can be part of the Olympics too if you play Xbox 360. Yak Yaks is still closed down in Vancouver, even though I just moved right by it.
What the fuck is this? Animated horse? The horse looks fucking dead.
Hello, motherfuckers. I'm back. It's JJ. And damn, I got an echo in this place. As you can see, I'm in my new apartment. Got guitars in the back. Boxes still unpacked. Just shit's going crazy. I even got a little bit of an echo in the room, so my audio, if it's shitty, I apologize. I'm gonna fix this stuff, maybe put some stuff on the walls or some shit, I don't know. Anyways, guys, sorry about the lack of updates. Shit has just been going haywire here. I just did my first live show back in Vancouver just the other night, and it went pretty good. It's fun to be back. I mean, it's hard getting back out there after Corona, maybe a 6 months hiatus, I think I had. Yeah, something crazy like that. But I got a lot of meet, a lot of the newer comedians, a lot of the veteran comedians on the scene, had a lot of fun, made some new friends, and I am excited to start a new comedy path here in Vancouver, British Columbia. And then we'll see where we go, New York, Vegas, fucking Vegas, Texas, I don't know. But we'll see, maybe this is the year Canada rises from the ashes. But people keep asking me too, they're like, what's a famous Canadian comedian that's on right now? And it's hard to say, because there pretty much isn't one. If you go into New York, if you go into California, if you go into Texas, you can fucking name a thousand Americans, but there's not really any Canadians right now. And I don't think that's a chance or anything. It's just, I don't know. Something's wrong with Canada. We gotta fix it. That's where I come in, motherfuckers. That's where I come in. Or I hope. But anyways, guys, there's a lot that I've been wanting to talk about, a lot about the news, but we'll throw that away. I mean, we have a fucking fire pit in the ocean right now. A lot of crazy shit going on. But one of the craziest things that I want to talk about was the Olympics in Japan. Because people are like, JJ, you lived in Japan for so long. What did you think about the Olympics? And I said, I wanted to move out before the Olympics came to Japan. That was one thing I actually thought of doing. Because the Olympics comes to countries and they fuck it all up. And Japan's already being fucked up by foreigners. Then you get all these foreigners from the Olympics. And Japan's just going to be a clusterfuck. I mean, already people are testing positive corona. Everything's open up. There's no mandates. The numbers of coronavirus are rising in Japan. Not like they were ever falling at all. All the hospitals are full in Japan. And then to top it off, someone told me, I haven't watched this yet, but Japan has a promo for the Olympics that just is not Japan. So let's check it out, actually. I have it here. Didn't check it yet. Kind of excited to see what this is about. Okay, so first off, there's a guy in a wheelchair. That's not allowed. Guy on the skateboard. My buddy got arrested for skateboarding in Japan. You can't skateboard down the streets like that, guys. What the fuck is this? Animated horse? The horse looks fucking dead. Anime 12-year-olds, yeah, Japan likes that. Street Fighter? I played in that arcade. But Street Fighter athletes? Those are called the gacha balls. That's kind of cool shot. Oh yeah! Japan Olympics! Everyone's otaku! We're all fucking nerds! This guy doing a bike video game. Is that supposed to be an athlete? Holy shit. Yeah, that's not Tokyo. That looks more like Hong Kong. The fuck was that? I'm gonna rewind that just for one more second to see this cyberpunk Tokyo. Okay, we don't have that many blue lights in Tokyo. Adam Peaty. Oh, let's go there. BBC Tokyo 2020. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that looks more like Hong Kong than it does Japan. Japan doesn't have all that shit. We have TVs and I don't live there anymore. Fuck that. Japan doesn't have TVs. They don't have all these neon lights in the sky. We have like billboards and some lights like that, but mostly TVs. I think Japan ditched the neon signs back in the 70s. But yeah. Well, that was different.
romanticizing Japan more than it needs to be. I mean, fucking Japan is great. It doesn't need this shit. But what's with the gacha balls, the little balls that come out of the machines? Like, why are they advertising that for the Olympics? And then there's a guy fucking on the bike riding it, and it turns into like a video game. Like, what the fuck? It's an athlete playing a video game, and that's how we're gonna... You can be part of the Olympics too if you play Xbox 360. I don't know, it's dumb. And I don't know why I have it up. I keep looking at it. Fuck, it's so dumb. And yeah, the skateboard thing. So a funny story, my one buddy, I guess I shouldn't say his name, but he would always use a skateboard and cops would chase after him in Japan for using his skateboard. And I was like, what did you do? And he's just like, I just rode past him. I'm on a skateboard, they're on their feet. And he would do this all the time. And these cops would try to chase him on like foot. And I was like, don't they have like little bicycles in Japan? Didn't they try to like race you or anything? Get into some wacky races shit? And he's like, No. I always outspit him. But it, like, those are some weird, I don't know, make-believe shit in Japan. So one is a skateboard. So you never see anyone on skateboards on public roads or on sidewalks at all, because I think it's illegal in Japan. The other thing is the wheelchair. I, in 10 years in Japan, have never seen a person in a wheelchair downtown Japan. In fact, the only time I ever seen a person in a wheelchair in Japan was this one lady that I met at a bar, and she was doing a documentary on how Japan has nowhere that's wheelchair accessible. Now, I think in the last 3-4 years or something I was living in Japan, the trains now have a ramp that they put out for handicapped people, but before that, there wasn't even that. Handicapped people in the wheelchair had to be picked up, brought in the train, and everyone gives them like dirty looks because they basically take like 5 people's spaces worth on the train. And I thought this lady was doing an amazing job by interviewing foreigners and Japanese and seeing what they thought about the handicap situation in Japan. But, oh man, it's kind of fucked up that they don't really take care of handicapped people. Sometimes when you're in Japan too, you'll see like people walk by with this giant rope and like, okay, oh, it's just so fucked up. So I gotta start from the beginning. So like when you see kids or kindergartners go for walks in Canada or America or around the world, the teachers hold this rope that all the kids have to hold, right? Well, in Japan, they do the same fucking treatment to handicapped people or people with mental disabilities. So you just see all these adults fucking holding this kiddie rope by one like fucking leader pulling them along. It's like, how dehumanizing is that? That's pretty fucked up. Now, I don't know if I told this story on my podcast before, but when I was a teacher in Japan, there was also handicapped students, and they're completely fucking ignored. They're put in a handicapped class, which happens, but they're completely barred from like all the other students. And when I work there, if you check out my other video, I talk about the Yankee students. These Yankees, not even the Yankee students, all the students, but the bad ones, I mean, they were kind of bad in this aspect, would pick on the handicapped kids and tease them, hit them, bug them, whatever the fuck they did. And I was like, I went to the Japanese teachers when I was teaching in a junior high school, and I was like, aren't you gonna do anything? They're like, oh, well, you know, that's how they do it. They don't understand. I don't even think they said that. They're just like, eh. And so whenever I went and took the kids to the assembly or the gymnasium for an event or something, I would always hang out with the handicapped kids because I knew that the minute that they saw the regular kids would bully them. Again, it's only like a handful of 10 or 20 that did it, but still. And I would get in shit from the Japanese teachers because they would be like, JJ, you got to come to the front and help the kids and help the class that you're organized to do. And I was like, no. No one's helping the fucking handicapped kids. You're not being a good teacher. I'm hanging with the handicapped kids. And I got shit for that. But all the fucking, like 2 or 3 of the handicapped kids' parents came up to me throughout the school year and were just like, thank you so much. My daughter was saying that the bullying in school has been gotten less and they're so happy to have you. And there was this one handicapped kid that was Brazilian. And I met his dad because word of mouth, I was doing jiu-jitsu and I was a foreigner there. And the Brazilian dad was just like, thank you so much. I taught my kid to defend himself with jujitsu, but he's too shy and blah, blah, blah. But he really likes you, and thank you so much for doing it. And as foreigners, we don't have to even go to the handicapped classrooms in Japan. But I would personally, on my lunch breaks and shit, go there. Because it's so unfair that these handicapped people don't get to meet the foreigners and experience world cultures like all the other kids. So I would do that, and this handicapped kid, I don't want to say his name again. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but I won't. He drew me this picture, and I still have it today. It's not in my new place, obviously. But he drew me a picture of a lightsaber because he liked, like, Star Wars. And I just thought it was so cute, and I can't fucking throw the thing away. Just to me, it's like, if someone does something nice to you, I always keep it. That's why I have boxes and shit. But yeah, handicap situation fucked up in Japan. This video showing that it's not fucked up? Fucked up. But there was a lot of weird things in Japan like that that were messed up, but it is what it is. Hopefully some people raise a little bit more of a voice and shit changes, but not the BBC. No siree. Okay, and there was another video that I wanted to check. I don't want to make this podcast a reaction video, but this one I was wanting to do with Corey and Matt from one of the previous podcasts I did, and it was from a video from Kato-chan Ken-chan with Shimura Ken. And this was a video that they did with Freddy Krueger. So let's check that out. They even have the fucking music. I wonder if Japan just fucking stole everything, total copyright, didn't do anything. Or if, because it does look like Robert Englund, but it couldn't be. It couldn't be Robert Englund. And the directing is really well done in this. Like, we just watched all the Nightmare on Elm Streets, and if you look at this, like, the top view angle that it's showing is kind of how they filmed a lot of the first in Nightmare on Elm Street. They got... what? You just had to go pee. Okay. The makeup on him is amazing, too. So I guess this is just like all the clips of Freddy someone put together. Look at the sets in Japan too. Awesome. Is it? What the fuck? They're throwing lemons at him? Oh, okay. That can't be Robert Englund, no. No way. Alright, so this is a character Shimura Ken does. Dun 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 dun. And I can't really explain it if I tried. But basically when they do it, that's what they do. They stick a sword or something and they catch fruit on it. Japanese love it, I don't know why. But here's Freddy doing it, I guess. And he needs a mustache. Very Western Japanese culture. Oh, he's catching it on the claw too. Okay, this is weird as hell. Oh, fuck, he's doing it on the claw too? And Shimura Ken did it. I'm imagining though, like the way he's moving, that it is Robert Englund. Could be. Oh, he did it! It does look like Robert Englund though, is it? That's insane. Very cool that Robert Englund is doing Japanese comedy. Nah, it can't be him, right? And that's how they defeat Freddy Krueger. I kind of want to watch a whole episode of this now. What the hell? Japan and rape. That was basically Japanese comedy all through the 70s, 80s, and a bit of the 90s. I was just talking to some comedians about that the other day. It's not the best Freddie tries to rape her too. I don't think she's quite young enough, Freddie. But see, I don't think, like, Western comedies had such great sets. Oh, damn! That was pretty good gore for a freaking comedy show. Damn! I was pretty sure this was a kid show too. And that was pretty gory, damn. Damn. Man, for a TV comedy show, low budget, well, I guess it's kind of low budget, not really. But like a show in Japan that's not horror, that had some good effects. And if that was Robert Englund, let me know in the comments down below, because that'd be fucking dope. But anyways, yeah, wow. That was Shimura Ken in his old show, Kato-chan Ken-chan, which in one of my other podcasts, I also mentioned that a lot of things were stolen from that show, such as America's Funniest Home Video. Yes, in the beginning of this show, Kato-chan Ken-chan, they used to have Japanese people send in their most funniest home video. And the first episode of America's Funniest Home Videos, they took the funny videos sent in from Japan. And I think the whole first episode of America's Funniest Home Videos were Japanese videos. I just watched like a documentary of that on America's Funniest Home Videos on like TV with my mother like 2-3 months ago. When I kind of first came back to Canada from Japan. And yeah, I was blown away when I saw that because I was trying to get into Kato-chan Ken-chan in Japan. But the DVDs... they're all scattered across like rental stores in Japan. I couldn't find like a definitive set. And they're also, this one was good, but a lot of really old style Three Stooges slapstick comedy is into it. So it's kind of hard to watch by today's standards. But yeah, that was interesting. Let me know what you guys thought as well. I want to know, I got to find out if it was Robert Englund, because again, that'd be dope. I think I said that 1,000 times, but it's just true. And yeah, guys, so as you can see, I'm just getting packed up, unloaded. I gotta start making a set here if this is gonna be my home. And comedy is just booming in Canada now. It's slowly growing up. Yuk Yuk's is still closed down in Vancouver, even though I just moved right by it. Fuck. But yeah, gonna try my hardest, see where it goes from there. But anyways, guys, I'm gonna make another podcast short today. Let me know if you want the hour ones or you want the 20 minute ones. I'm new to Vancouver, so I gotta start finding friends and maybe I can start interviewing people and having a one-on-one podcast, which is what I've been trying to do since the beginning of this. Maybe I'll even upload the older episodes just so you can see how it was when I was in Japan and I actually had friends. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm gonna work hard on fixing this shit today. We'll see what happens. Till next time. Peace.